We just heard the role play between Kayleen and Tom. And as you know, that was Tom's first exposure to the method that we use. Well, after their role play, we coached Tom a bit in how to finish up the conversation. And just within a few minutes of us giving him 10 minutes of instruction, we stopped Stephen in the hall. I don't believe Tom and Stephen knew each other, but I did know Stephen from a previous visit.
Hey, buddy, you got a few minutes to talk for a second?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, I just had a couple questions for you. Have you ever seen one of these before?
No, the Ten Commandments or this coin?
The Ten Commandment coin is kind of cool.
I have not seen a Ten Commandment coin before.
Do you consider yourself a good person?
Fairly good person.
Do you think you've kept all the Ten Commandments?
Not all of them. Not consistently.
Well, there's a good person test, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to take that real quick.
Sure.
Have you, let's say, ever telling a lie?
Yes.
What do we call people that the lie?
You call them a liar.
Yeah, you do. Have you ever, taken or stolen anything from anywhere?
No.
I mean, you haven't even, taken, change off your mom's dresser for a soda or maybe taken something out of the fridge without asking? Burned a CD?
Yes, I have burned a CD.
So that's stealing. So what do you call stealers?
Call them a thief, I guess.
Yeah? Have you ever, been driving down the road or dropped something on your toe and taken the Lord's name in vain?
Yes.
What do we call those people?
Blasphemy.
Yeah, okay. So, and by the way, I'm Tom.
All right, nice to meet you, Steven.
So, by your own admission, you're a liar, a thief, and a blasphemer.
True.
True. Do you think, if you were to be judged by the Ten Commandments, do you think you would be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Do you think that you would go to heaven or hell?
Based solely on the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Probably would go to hell then.
Does that concern you at all?
Yes.
All right. So, do you know what God has done so you don't have to go to hell?
No, I do not.
Well, he sent his son down to die on the cross, to die for our sins, and he died and rose again. Say, you burned a CD, like Shrek 3, and, you get caught, you go to jail, or, you go to court and everything, and it's $250,000 fine, 5-10 years in jail, could be both. You tell the judge, I'm sorry, what's he going to do?
Well, I say that's too bad.
Laugh at you, slam his gavel down to a book at you. Well, the other way I like to look at it is, say a guy comes walking into the court, puts down $250,000 check, and you have nothing, you can walk out scot-free. That's how much Jesus loves you and God loves you. Now, is that good news or bad news?
It'd be good news for me.
Yeah, it's awesome news. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions or concerns? Maybe me pray for you at all? Or?
Prayer's always good, but that's what I've learned in Sunday school and bringing up. So, everyone can always use prayers to help them.
Is there anything specific you'd like to pray for? Or?
Just, following God, coming closer to him in a relationship, that stuff's always big and key.
Well, Steve, is it okay if I call you Steve? You said Steven.
That's fine.
Okay. You mind if we pray real quick?
Sure.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our friends and family and those you bless us with. Father, I'd like for you right now to, kind of put your hand on Steve and to stay in his life and keep him going as he should. Help him to know that you are there and that you did send your son to forgive him of all of his sins. This for he never has to worry again. Lord, I also thank you for this wonderful time of witnessing to such an amazing person and getting to know him. Father, I ask all these things in your most heavenly and precious name. In your name we pray.